Women Talk Biz with Vicky DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Women Talk Biz. I am Michelle Marquess. Vicky DeArmond is here from Event Lab West. And you've got a great event that is coming up fairly soon in June. So tell us about this.
Well, I'm very excited about this because the publishers always have people on tour and you pitch them really hard and sometimes they don't think to come to Sonoma County.
Right.
So we pitch a little harder for that reason. And we got the 60-minute correspondent, Scott Pelley. And, you know, you can watch him every Sunday on 60
yeah.
Minutes, but he just is a tremendous journalist and has really contributed a lot on the national scene, the international scene. He's won tons of awards for his stories. And in fact, most of the stories, over 40% of the stories that have won awards on 60 Minutes have been initiated by him.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, and what's really great about it is Pat Kerrigan is going to be in conversation with him. So
nice.
KSRO's Pat Kerrigan, mm-hmm. who is fabulous and also just a worthy journalist in her own right, interviewing him in Sonoma County. We're going to do that over at the Flamingo Resort. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get those at SonomaCountySpeakerSeries.com, or you can actually even just put Scott Pelley into Eventbrite and there it will pop up.
Okay.
But it's super reasonable. It's like $37 and you get this $26 book.
And you get the book.
You get the book.
Wow.
So, you know, we are all about the author and all about the books at mm-hmm. Event Lab West. So a lot of our events have authors plugged into them and
That's
provide
great.
That content. So excited about that. And it's coming up June 5th, so I'd encourage people who are interested to get their tickets because...
You think it's going to be a sellout?
I think so.
Yeah.
We didn't take a huge haul because we want it to be an intimate conversation, but mm-hmm. it's also, you know, they're going fairly rapidly. And so I think it'll be a fun night. And it's the launch of the Sonoma County Speaker Series for next fall. We're kind of doing this as sort of a little preliminary event to test
okay.
the waters. So it'll
Great.
Be exciting for people.
And what's the date again?
It's June 5th. That's a Wednesday night.
Okay.
Great.
So let's go ahead and introduce our first guest. We're talking about women in business. We're talking about strategies for women, all different kinds of ways to feel better about the work that you're doing and actually make a difference in the work that you're doing. And so that's why we invite these guests, because they really have some great insights, tips to share, experience that's valuable. So go ahead and introduce our first guest.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's exciting is that they can give you tips about running your business or they can help you with your life, you know.
Yeah.
Some of these speakers and presenters are really great. I had the pleasure of meeting Missy Anderson at our Women Talk Biz Confab. She actually attended,
mm-hmm.
But she runs some stellar events in Orange County and is the CEO of Passion on Purpose. Missy, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, Vicki, for the warm introduction.
Well, I just love to have you on here. I mean, when we talked, we couldn't stop talking for 2 hours straight. So we'll see what we can get out in, you know, 10 minutes or so here. You know, I really admire the name of your business, Passion on Purpose, because I think it really speaks to so much. So many of the issues that women have with their own businesses, defining that passion and then directing it. Can you speak a little bit about what your business is and what you usually do?
Absolutely. Well, I'm honored to be on your show. So again, thank you for this opportunity. Just humbled. I've been humbled over so many years of doing corporate, my own business, and I'm just excited to be able to bring that experience and that wisdom into what I'm currently doing. I came up with the name because I feel that once we find our true passion, and that is, I know it sounds a very cliche, but when you find something you would do for free and you could do it 24/7 and it energizes you versus takes your energy away, you know you found your sweet spot. So I thought, what do I love to do? And I love to work with women entrepreneurs and help them grow with what they're doing. And then the other part of it that seems to be missing is, what is their purpose? So you're lit up like a Christmas tree. You're just excited to do what you do. And then what is your outcome? What do you want to deliver? What's your end game? Who do you want to deliver to? And then I help people take that. And then we look at how can we make it profitable. And when I look at the statistics of women in business, that we still don't have the 50% of women in the U.S. are not business owners. 50% of the women don't own and can claim to the profitability margins. And so my mission truly is to take my my passion on purpose and POP, literally as an acronym, other women's businesses, and just continue to take them where they're at and up-level what they do.
Yeah, this is so tremendous because you and I are really aligned on that. And that's where we spent most of our conversation, was discussing how do, you know, women represent 50% of the business ownership, because they are 50% of the population. So, you know, to have somebody of your caliber who's had all sorts of corporate experience and then entrepreneurial experience working this area is really exciting. You know, I kind of want to circle in on the area that I think, you know, I personally have the greatest weakness with, which is turning what I love to do into something that's profitable. And, you know, I think there's areas that women hold back and that don't get us to that 6- and 7-figure income. And I'm hoping you can enlighten me and enlighten our listeners with what some of those are, Missy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you and I and the rest of the world have felt that pain. I had done several businesses as side hustles. When I worked corporate, I was making a mid-6-figure income with a Fortune 500 company as a corporate exec. And I've always had an entrepreneur spirit. But to be honest with you, I never believed enough in myself that I could create my own paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what holds a lot of women back, that they can collect a paycheck. And then I was widowed, and I decided that that was my defining moment, that, you know, now's the time, if there's going to be a time, that I can't work corporate like I did, because I've got 2 small children, and I'm going to decide to start my own business. The road to profitability was an arduous one. And one of the areas that I can definitely say that was my journey was that it's mindset. Hmm. There is something unconsciously that seems to be embedded in us, that are seeds of doubt from young on, that we just don't believe that we can really earn a 6-figure income, 7-figure income, multiple 7-figure income through our efforts and that of building a team. And so what I start with is getting your story down. What is your defining story? And taking, literally as a first exercise, Vicki, just taking 5 minutes, writing it down, and then taking one true sentence out of that and engaging an audience with your story. Why are you doing what you're doing? What was your defining moment to put you into entrepreneurship? And I'll tell you, when I do that with my clients, they get a little bit confident. They're like, wow, I'm sharing something that's so intimate in my life. And then we put together the stream of actions that need to happen to build it into a profitable journey. So it's going in and linking arms with those that have gone before you. I have failed forward more times than probably Moses. And, you know, Moses was old when he succeeded. And so I'm kind of in the boat of Moses. So I keep failing forward. And finally I go, okay, I get it. And now in my 6th decade, I'm owning my greatness, owning my profitability, and fully owning my worth. And so that is our journey. And the more we gather, like Vicki, you and I are working on some things together, the more you work with people that are hungry and passionate about doing that, all of a sudden the energy of this tribe catches on and the fire gets big and you're like, I can't deny this. I'm worthy. I meant to do this. And I'm worthy of asking this for my hourly, for my project, for my mastermind, for my company, for my nonprofit. And the more women that start doing that, it's a movement.
Yeah,
it really becomes a movement.
It is. I mean, I think that, you know, one of women's strengths is the ability to collaborate well. And, you know, and I think, you know, the more you sort of harbor your own little secrets in your own little business and don't come out, you know, that really reflects on your profitability. I think it is an important thing to, you know, get with like-minded people and forge ahead. You know, when you're talking about the story, I mean, did you just give us your story? What is that? Is that what you're talking about? The mother, the widow, you know, and with their two small children. I mean, what is your story that you give as something to kind of motivate you and to tell people?
Well, that's a great question, Vicki. We all have, when you start writing your one defining moment, you start realizing there's hundreds of defining moments.
Right.
There really are. And so it's telling, to be honest with you, it's getting to a story you don't want anybody to know. There's a story I have that I do not want anybody to know. And so I was at a workshop this last weekend, 4 days, and these were people that made multiple seven-figure incomes that were learning how to do this particular skill. And I was with two girlfriends. You know them, actually. You know Tony.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just like, I told her this story, and she was laughing so hard. And she goes, Missy, you have to tell it. And I go, no, I can't. I'm so embarrassed, and I'm very ashamed of it. It's not something I really want anybody to know. And she said, write the story, give it one defining sentence. And I said, I don't know these people, so that's what I'm going to do. There was about 400 of us there, and I did. And it changed everything. And I think it's being authentic with some of our worst moments. People want authentic. They don't want fake. They don't want sales. They want collaboration and authentic.
So,
and when we start showing up that way and we start telling it in a very effective, precise manner, then they're going to go, wow, I can relate with you. I like you and I trust you. How do we do business together?
Okay. So you actually came out with this story. We only have a couple, I think a minute here, but I want to, should you tell us the story?
If not, I can tell you mine. It won't be a secret any longer.
I can't believe I'm doing this on national radio, but I am going to share it with you. Number one, I was a police officer years and years ago, so I'm sharing this for a reason. So I was with the company and I was representing our company at the Oscars. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dressed up. I'm leaving a friend's house with all my things to take up to the Oscars. And I'm in a tract of homes and I roll through a stop sign and I get pulled over because I rolled through a stop sign. And there's a police officer in our area that is not liked. He's a big and he's a bully. Everybody knows who he is. And the short version of this is, he takes a little bit longer than normal, and I'm an officer, so I'm thinking this is kind of an odd thing. He's not coming back to write me a ticket. And he walks back and he goes, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take you to jail. You have a warrant for your arrest. And I was dressed up with jewels and a dress, and I was not the most cooperative person, to say the least. I was very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically threw me on the asphalt and took me to jail. I had, according to the records, an unpaid parking ticket from like 19 years before.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And so my experience in Orange County Jail was not very pleasant.
And you missed
Yes, I missed the awards. And when they took my picture, my booking picture, I made faces because I was not very happy. And that didn't go real well, to be honest with you. And so I ended up staying the night there, and it was an interesting experience in my marriage with my husband. And so that's kind of the short story, but there's a lot to it. But it was definitely one of my most embarrassing moments I probably would not share with anybody, but here we are.
Here you are. Well, I think there's some vulnerability in sharing it that, you know, I'm starting to discover that myself. You know, I have many a moments. I started my first company, you know, $25,000 on my credit cards, and it took me 5 years to actually make a salary. This was like, you know, when I was in my 20s. So, you know, there's a lot of sordid stories in between here and there.
Yeah.
How we try to make it. Yeah. So, listen, we'll have...
Vicki, that's when I fell in love with you and your stories when you shared that when we first met. I go, I got to do business with this woman because she's the real deal.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that. You know, we only have like a couple seconds here, but I just really wanted to thank you for coming on. Can you give your URL so that people know how to reach you and your fantastic self?
Absolutely, Vicki. Again, thank you again so very much. My URL is... Passion on Purpose, PassionOnPurpose.net, PassionOnPurpose.net, and it's Missy Anderson, and I help you pop your business. So, Vicki, I, again, in deep gratitude for you, everything you do, and just how you show up in life.
Thank you, my dear. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks so much again for having me on.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our next guest here on Women Talk Biz. .net.
You know him from 60 Minutes. Come meet Scott Pelley, one of the most experienced and awarded correspondents in broadcast journalism, who will be in conversation with KSRO host Pat Kerrigan on Wednesday, June 5th at the Flamingo Resort in Santa Rosa. Pelley served as CBS News chief White House correspondent, as anchor of the CBS Evening News for 6 years, and has been reporting stories for 60 Minutes since 2004. His stories have accounted for half of all the major awards won by that broadcast show since he joined it. Now he's on tour with his new book, The Truth Worth Telling, A Reporter's Search for Meaning in the Stories of Our Times. If you're trying to make meaning from the news, join us for a veteran correspondent's take on that and hear his defense of free speech and a free press. Pelley will be in conversation with the winner of the National Association of Broadcasters' highest honor, the Marconi Award, Pat Kerrigan. Tickets include the book and are available at SonomaCountySpeakerSeries.com or on Eventbrite under Scott Pelley.
Women Talk Biz with Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
And welcome back to the program. I am Michelle Marquess along with Vicki DeArmond, and Missy Anderson was so funny. I just loved her. And I loved how vulnerable and relatable. I mean, not that everybody has been arrested going to the Oscars, but to
That's
feel
a good story.
But to feel like, you know what, we all mess up sometimes. And
yes.
That is a relatable thing and can make your interaction with that person just, it takes the pressure off, right?
Yeah.
Then you can have that conversation and really be able to communicate.
Although
well.
I did just tell you one of mine, and
you
now
did.
I have to switch. For you to secrecy.
Okay.
All right. So next up, we have Patsy Sanders. Patsy is so fabulous. She has Address to Connect with Your Ideal Clients was her workshop, table talk at the Women Talk Biz Confab. She also did for the Women's Expo. She did the makeover that we had there for a woman. She just transformed this woman
cool.
who was super shy, but it came through anyway. Patsy, are you there?
I am. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Was that, I am speaking highly of you because what you do, I think, is very important for women, which is to dress in their most confident and fulfilled self. You want to talk a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, my company is called Embracing Your Essence, and I really love to empower women from head to toe, inside and out, to be confident in how they show up and how they're seen in the world. So I think we don't realize that every day when you're walking out the door, you're giving a message to the world by what you're wearing. And I've found that, like, at least, you know, a lot of people don't even know they're hiding in their own clothes. So I help them find out who they are and be able to dress in a way that they're comfortable in their own skin and enjoy being themselves. And, you know, I think it's fascinating that people make an assumption about you in the first 5 seconds they meet you.
Right.
And 50% of the time how you dress, right? Have you ever felt like we all do that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what I really love, and what I really love is a plus size woman wearing clothes well. I'm like, I am behind you all the way, lady. You know, I just love it when women just kind of own themselves that way. And I see you help women no matter what size or body type you have. And so, you know, we can sort of safely walk into your hands and you'll help us with our transformation. You also work on colors, hairstyle, the whole package. Is that right?
Yeah. Head to toe transformations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what, you know, how do you, does a woman just become more confident once she steps into these clothes, or is it kind of, is it a real confidence, or tell us about that process?
You know, what happens, I think, is women have to be vulnerable. They have to be open to looking at who they are and how they're showing up already, and then be open to seeing their own transformation. And sometimes when we're growing up, being our natural selves was not safe. So I find a lot of people aren't showing up because it wasn't safe and they're afraid to be judged. So I help them cross that barrier of like, oh my gosh, these are your gifts. This is how you address, you know, this is your element. This is how you show up naturally. So all we're trying to do is to help, you know, I don't want to change somebody's image. I want people to see them first and then what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So by walking through, we do a conversation. I have them do a, you know, discovery point for them. We find out who they are. And then when we color type them in their element, they just show up like I can see through their eyes and touch their skin. And when I get the right colors on them, they just light up. And it's just so empowering to help women be okay with exactly who they're meant to be. Like they have gifts that they're supposed to bring into the world, but if they're not feeling confident, I don't know about you, but the latest statistic is we only wear about 25% of the clothes in our closet. Can you relate to that?
Totally. Absolutely. I was just going to ask you about the closet. Do you go in there and wipe it out and start again, or how do you handle that?
You know what we do? What we do is we first discover who you are, and you get a color palette and a booklet that explains the energetics and the harmonics of the colors and what you would wear and why. So you're going to a business meeting, you would wear foundation colors. You're going to a party, you want to be seen. Oh, you're going to wear dynamics. Or you have, you know, you're going to just go and be present, or you may be working with a client and you just want to be more calm. You'd wear tranquil. So I teach women how to empower themselves by choosing the colors to wear to give the right message. And so once we do that, women go home and look at their own closet. What in there is really in their palette? And once you understand why you're not wearing that other stuff, like, oh my gosh, it's not the right style, or I really don't like the color, I bought it on a whim, or I had to go to an event. So I think a lot of women shop out of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy, sad, lonely, bored, mad. You know, we do that. And, or, it's such a good deal, I'll wear it sometime.
Yeah. Or, you know, I'll wear it after I lose 20 pounds. I have a lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing is the self-image. We let the fashion industry put all this junk on us that we don't have to take on. Like, you know, you have to get dressed every day and go out the door. You have to wear clothes. So why wouldn't you want to get clothes that you feel good in, that feel good on your body, that when you walk out, somebody goes, wow, you look great today. My personal story is when I got color typed, I was already doing color typing in the seasons. But when I got color typed in the elements, I ended up being a different element altogether, and I was not happy because I didn't like some of the colors. But when they told me it was because of my natural giftings, and which they said to me, and this made me cry, if you could see how beautiful you looked.
Uh-huh.
Now, I knew how to dress. I dressed, you know, women for 25 years in the seasons, but nobody ever said to me, I look beautiful. They're like, oh, I like that outfit. Oh, your hair's pretty. They didn't really see me. So that's the difference of the work I do, is women feel good about who they are. And when you get compliments, you go, well, thank you, because they saw you.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I think that's part of it, too, is receiving that, you know, that positive energy coming your way. So, you know, that is so interesting, because I always think, oh, you know, I wear green and blue. That's what I should wear. And what you're suggesting is there's a complexity unknown to me at this time. With all the, you know, deciding who the audience is and what you want to deliver there.
And then when you go through your closet, it's easy to release those things. And I say, let's pass them on to a sister.
Okay.
To somebody, some other woman who's going to enjoy them. Mm-hmm. You know, we go through the closet. Oh, well, this goes to the, this is going to the consignment store. Let's see what they'll take. We'll donate this to a woman's shelter or, you know, a recovery house. And then if you don't have anybody, then give them to the, you know, thrift store.
Yeah, there's no sense of wasting.
We can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can make a difference in other women's lives. So it's really full circle.
Yeah.
You know, it's embracing your own essence. And then it's easy to pass on things that aren't serving you anyway. Most of the time,
Patsy,
you aren't even wearing that stuff there.
We're about to go off air. I want you to give your URL before we go off.
So EmbracingYourEssence.com.
Okay, you're brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Patsy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, ladies.
All right. And that'll do it for today's show. This is Women Talk Biz on KSRO.